people have said to me, because I've been in the same church for now 40 years, they say, have you ever burned out in ministry?
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, I'm Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. We're continuing our telephone conversation with Pastor Robert J. Morgan, such a genuine person and a great communicator. He's the teaching pastor of the Donaldson Fellowship in Nashville, Tennessee, where he served for 40 years. He's sharing about his personal walk with the Lord.
People have said to me, because I've been in the same church for now 40 years, they say, have you ever burned out in ministry? And I've been very tired at times, but I don't think you can burn out if you are replenishing yourself day by day by spending time alone with the Lord. And it may not be in the morning for people who, you know, may say work a night shift or whatever it may be in the evening or in the afternoon or some other time, but we do need built into our regular habits, a pattern there, a time and a place when every day we can read the Bible and study it, the book that God gave to us that tells us how to live. All of His promises are there. All of His truths are there. All of His great commandments are there. It's small enough to hold in our hands, big enough to study forever, and rich enough to satisfy every need that we have in our life. And so to pour into that book every day and then to talk to the Lord in prayer every day, just like a conversation. To me, that has been the most important single habit in my life, because all of the other habits flow out of that one. It's sort of like that's the reservoir of everything.
Yes.
So that was the most important thing that I learned in the days and months following my commitment to Christ at age 19.
Praise God. And I found that doing that myself, writing into a notebook during my devotional time with the Lord, it becomes a tool that the Lord can use to really uplift you. You said that people have asked you if you've burned out. Well, we do have our ups and downs being human. You know, our emotions can go up and down. But I've found that at times when I've been feeling low or static, should we say, that I could go back to that notebook and read things that the Lord had taught me in my studies, and it would be a tool that He would use to lift me right up. So have you found that the notebook becomes a tool that the Lord uses for you?
Well, yes, and it speaks to a broader issue. God has placed promises in His Bible for everything we will ever face. You will never have a problem without there being in the Bible somewhere a promise that God has made, and He will speak to you through that promise. So when I have a crisis in my life, and I have a lot of emotional ups and downs, and I battle anxiety like everybody else, but whenever I have a problem or a crisis, I get alone with the Lord, I open my notebook, I say, Father, maybe I'll write out a little bit about it and ventilate on paper as a written prayer, like the psalmist did in Psalm 88, Lord, why are you letting this happen? But then I'll say, now give me a promise. And I was just searching through the scriptures. I usually start where I left off with my reading, and I may check out cross references. But somewhere there is a promise or a reassurance, and I write it down, and I hang on to it, and many times memorize it. Now, here's the wonderful thing, Bobby. The crisis will resolve itself. The problem at some point will be solved, or it will go away. But the promise God gives you during that crisis or difficulty, that promise will be with you forever.
That's a wonderful thought.
Sometimes we look back and we say, Lord, thank you for all of those problems, because through them, I have here a set of promises that I've memorized that will stay with me, not just as long as I live, but I think throughout eternity. So to me, one of the benefits of using a journal in a crisis is it lets you ventilate a little bit. And then you say, Lord, here's the way I'm feeling, but let me know how you are feeling now. Show me something in your word that corresponds to this need right now in my life. And I have never failed to find some verse in the Bible that helped me. We collect many things, but the best collection in life is the collection of Bible verses in our brains that have pulled us through the difficult moments of life.
Yes. Now, one thing as you're studying the Bible that you come across is that God does want us to serve him, that it isn't enough to just believe in him, but we are to be doers of the word. Now, when did the Lord open your eyes to the fact that we aren't just to believe in him and worship him, but he also wants us to spread that good news? Was it a growing process, or did you realize that right away?
I think I realized it right away. And one of the reasons is because when you are taking in, you have to be letting out. But there's a lake, and the waters are pouring into it. Well, that water has to go somewhere. There's got to be an outlet for it. And so if you're really spending time with the Lord and engaged in Bible study and maybe doing some Bible memorization, then you just can't keep that to yourself. It has
right.
a way of overflowing. And when I speak to ministers or lecture ministerial students, I tell them ministry is overflow. As long as ministry is overflow, then you just can never run dry. You know, there are things that are more difficult to do, and you have to sort of make yourself do it. For me, one of those is witnessing. I'm not a natural evangelist. I know some people who are, but to me, you know, I have to work on them. So anyway, I was on the airplane going to Houston, and a sailor was beside me who just graduated the day before from boot camp. And it was like the Lord was whispering to me and said, you need to witness to him. You need to witness to him. Now, I try to be more creative than this, but finally I just looked over at him and I said, hey, sailor, I said, I'm a Baptist preacher. Do you have any questions about God? I can't believe that I actually said it that bluntly. But he looked at me and he said, as a matter of fact, I do.
Oh.
And it's as though he had some wonderful questions. I pulled out my Bible from my backpack.
Wow.
I had my preaching Bible with me. I went through the scriptures, answered his questions. I showed him the verses in Romans that tells us how to be a Christian. And I said, now, if you would like to give your life to Christ and let him be the Lord of your life, then I can pray with you right now. You can pray after me, but I don't want to press you to do it. You need to be certain this is what you want to do. He said, I am certain. And he said, I do want to do it.
Oh.
And then on the plane, I led him to Christ.
Wonderful.
But I had to just go out of my comfort zone to engage in that conversation. And so I think with a lot of us, you know, it's not always absolutely natural
yes.
to obey the Lord in some ways. It does take some choices on our part. But overall, if you are filling yourself up with the scripture, you know, Colossians says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. And if you're meeting with the Lord, then you just want to serve him. That just comes naturally. You want others to, in some way, be blessed by the significance of your life because you have been blessed by the significance of our Lord's life.
Oh, how true that is. That we do want to let our light so shine for Christ, as Pastor Morgan has said. And we'll return to our visit with him in just a moment. This is Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. You can friend us on Facebook, post a picture on Instagram, or tweet us on Twitter.
Yes, and also you can email us at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com. Or write to us at Connections, P.O. Box 1610, that's 1610, Alameda, California, 94501. So any way that's convenient for you, do contact us. We'd so love to hear from you. Now let's return to our talk with Pastor Robert Morgan.
You've been used as a preacher to share to many, speaking and writing and being used in many ways. In fact, I understand that you've written more than 35 books, and your latest book has just recently been released. It's called Always Near, 10 Ways to Delight in the Closeness of God. It sounds like a wonderful topic. Can you share a little bit about that book and why you wrote it?
Yes, the great theme of the Bible, and it's so unusual and so unexpected, is that the Lord of all of creation wants to be with you. He wants to be with me. When God created Adam and Eve, he didn't have to. He didn't need the creation. in fact, the creation ends up, I think, in some ways being a headache to God. But it says that he would come down and meet with Adam and Eve in the morning in the cool of the day. He would walk and talk with them in the garden. For some reason, he wanted to be with them. When the Israelites were going through the desert, the Lord said, build me this tent. And the presence of God came down into the Holy of Holies in that tent. And God dwelled among his people for all of those years as they traveled through the desert. When Solomon built the tabernacle or the temple, which was like a permanent version of the tabernacle, the Lord came down. And it says the glory of God filled the tabernacle, the holy place, and they couldn't go in there for a while because the presence of God was so awesomely brilliant in that place in Jerusalem. And then, of course, Christ came, and his name given to him by the angel was Emmanuel, God with us. And Jesus said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. And the book of Philippians says, the Lord is near, so do not worry about anything, but pray about everything. We come to the last book of the Bible, Revelation, and it talks about how God's great city is going to come down to the new earth, and he will be with his people. So the whole concept of the Almighty God wanting to enjoy fellowship and to be with us is repeated so often through the Bible. It's why Jesus came to reconcile us to God. So to practice the presence of God and to remember that he is beneath us and above us, in front of us and behind us, all around us, and actually within us through Jesus Christ, to practice that is really transforming as it comes to the way that we think and live out our lives. And that's what I wanted to communicate in this book.
Yes. Now, in your book, you make a statement that says, God is both everywhere and always near, yet we often miss him. Now, were you speaking to non-believers or also to those who profess to be in the faith?
Both. I think that non-Christians are separated from God, and he may be very close in some kind of physical way because God is, we say, omnipresent. He is always everywhere. He's filling heaven and earth, the Bible says. But there is no relationship without Jesus Christ. And so a non-saved person or a non-Christian person or someone who is not a Jesus follower, they are separated from God and have no real sense of the reality of his presence. But it's also possible for us as Christians to become so distracted by life and so overwhelmed by everything that we neglect to talk to him, we neglect to listen to him, we neglect to remember that he is with us. We neglect to remember in a crisis that he's not going to leave us or forsake us. So I want every Christian who has a relationship with God already to come to enjoy the permanence and the immediacy of that relationship. And I give 10 suggestions here of how to do that. But I think it's as natural and biblical as the disciples on the Emmaus Road realizing that it was really Jesus with them all along.
And we thank Pastor Morgan for his talk. Now, those 10 suggestions that he mentioned are in his latest book entitled Always Near. It's published by Thomas Nelson and available online and at most book outlets. And it's also available in an audio version. Or you can go to robertjmorgan.com to find out more.
Yes. Also, if you've enjoyed this feature and would like to listen again or to hear a feature you've missed, just go to our Facebook page at Connections with Rich and Bobby and log on. You can also contact us by email at connect2richandbobby@gmail.com.
And we also like snail mail, as it's called now. Just write to Connections, P.O. Box 1610, that's 1610, Alameda, Alameda, California, 94501.
This is Connections, connecting with one another as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.